Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about your Giants on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
If that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Mick Monagle here with you on Reaction Monday. Finally, it's over. We don't have to do this anymore with these two miserable teams. And I guess I'm the sicko because I want everybody back. I want everybody involved in all this crap that we've had to deal with for the last year. I want them all back. What an idiot. Well, that was it. I got you for 3 hours until 5 o'clock. 888-808-1019. We got Rami on the other side. And we'll start with the Giants a little bit, as obviously yesterday put a culmination on the season, a miserable season for everyone involved, right? I mean, Rami texted me today, we were talking a little bit about the show, and it was just like, well, you know, Giants are awful. They got the third pick in a two-quarterback draft when they need it. The Jets, probably with the firing of Mayo in New England, lose the coach that they hoped to get to, and we'll get to all that. You get the 500 touchdown of Aaron Rodgers, but ultimately, just an ugly, miserable season. And for the New York Giants in particular, because I think that's more of the, you know, we know the coaching search and the GM search the Jets are going through, and we'll get to Aaron Rodgers and everything else, 888-808-1019. But with the New York Giants right now, the decision's on the table, and they're going to have to make one. And to me, and I think to most people, no matter what you think should happen, like, when you listen to Schefter talk about how he feels that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are safe, we've gotten this feeling that certainly Joe Shane has been safe for a while now, and John Mara doesn't have the stomach, doesn't have the interest in starting over again. And then even Glazer this morning tells you he believes Brian Daboll is safe, and then you watch the game. And if I didn't hear from Schefter, and I didn't hear from Glazer, and I suppose there's still questions to be made, and I was, you know, it's still up in the air, I suppose, but I watched that football game, and I saw a coach completely different than the coach we saw last week against the Indianapolis Colts. Completely different. Whether it was how he handled fourth down, the shuffling in and out of players, having, you know, the best offensive weapon, their only offensive weapon, who broke the Giants' rookie record for receptions. I mean, you got an absolute stud in Malik Nabers with a chance to win the game in the final drive, and he's not there for third and fourth. Like, he's not. They took him out after he got the game-breaking, the record-breaking reception. He's out for a long stretch in the second half. Then he comes back once they're down two touchdowns. Like, it just felt like this game was treated as, honestly, every game down the stretch should have been treated, and clearly this coach was not coaching for his job the way it felt against Indianapolis at home, and that tells me some stuff that just drives me nuts, that this owner, John Mara, cared, and I understand why he does, and I understand, you know, you want to win in your building, but the 0-9 and the only team to lose every home game was something that actually was over this coach, and once he got that, now it feels like he's safe. And as to whether or not, what's more important, a possibility of getting the first overall pick, even if you don't like the quarterbacks, having that first pick is so valuable against winning at home. But you watch this game, it was completely different. It was handled completely different than the game against the Colts. The game against the Colts, they're going down the field. They're attacking. They're obviously trying to win the football game. Like, this game was, I mean, it started with the 4th and 7 at the 50-yard line. Like, everything about this game was handled completely different. They played a Zudu at guard after they've been telling us forever that he's a tackle, not a guard. Like, they did things that honestly make no freaking sense. They had their best players off the field in the most critical moments. Like, this game was handled completely different. So whatever you think, and we'll get into whether they should or not, you know my reasoning. And we're going to get into it with their third pick in the draft right here at 888-808-1019. But whatever you think should happen, I am telling you. They're going to have a meeting. They're going to talk. He's going to have to come up. You know, the reports were earlier in the week that he's putting together some sort of plan to talk to the Maras and convince them why he should be the guy moving forward and what happened. And, like, the meeting, he was told. Like, there is no doubt in my mind. They're coming back. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, for better or worse, and I know many of you think it's for the worse, they are coming back. It's locked and loaded. A coach who thinks he has to defend himself the next morning. Think about that. You're telling me this is a coach who the next day is going to have to go and defend his life and defend his job, and that's what he gives you? The last thing you see is him not caring about the football game? The last thing you see is Malik Nabers not on the field with a possibility to tie the game? That's the last thing you see? Jalen Hyatt out there is the last thing that coach wants to show the owner when he's got a meeting on Monday to defend his job? An owner who promised you that he would never tank? An owner who cares desperately about making sure they're not the first winless 0-9 home team in the history of football in the 100th year of Giants football? There is no way in hell Brian Daboll's coaching that game unless he had some sort of confidence that he was coming back. So we could talk about what Glazer had to say, what anybody else had to say. I watched the football game. The football game told me the coach is coming back. They handled this like they didn't want to draft 8th or 9th. They handled this like they recognized they want to have a top pick still. And if the owner would have given them this vote of confidence before the home game last week against the Colts, or if you would have had a better indication of his job status before the Colt game, if it didn't mean everything to this owner to not go winless at home, you would imagine the Colt game would have been handled the same, but it wasn't. And that's the proof that he's coming back. Because there was a coach last week who felt like he needed to win, and there was a coach this week who felt like he didn't need to win. And now they've got the third pick in the draft, and make no mistake about it. This is, I don't care. Listen, first of all of you are going to call me up at 888-808-1019, and you're all going to tell me this quarterback's not good enough for this, and that quarterback's not good enough for that, and you watch them every week, and you know Sanders is a bum, and Ward's not good enough, and they're better off just taking Hunter. They're better off just moving on, maybe even trading back. You know. None of you know. I feel like Brad Pitt in Moneyball. You talk like you know. You don't. You don't know. You watch your football games on Saturday, your college football, you think you're an expert, you watch these quarterbacks, and you think you know. Here's what I can tell you. Here's what I know. The New York Giants need a freaking quarterback. That's what I know. And whether or not you can blame every aspect of this miserable season and the last two miserable seasons strictly on the idea that the Giants don't have a quarterback, yeah, that's probably not fair. There's a lot that Brian Daboll has to answer for. And that's my point on the whole thing. If you are going to keep Joe Shane, who's had two bad drafts and one good one, if you are going to keep Brian Daboll as the head coach, who's had now two of the ugliest seasons in franchise history, a coach who couldn't keep his coordinator, a coach who, the stories after the season last year of, you know, screaming at everybody, giving the play calling to Kafka, taking it away, giving it back to him, taking it away, the losing, the ugly play, even in this game, You got the penalties at the end of the game. I don't think he purposely put those in, but you got Basham going off sides. You got the roughing the passer. I mean, those sealed the loss. On a play where everybody knows they're trying to get you off sides, there's Basham jumping off sides. Like, it's hard. It is difficult. It is not easy for me to turn on this microphone at 2 o'clock in the morning and extol the virtues of Brian Daboll. It's very difficult over the last 2 years and this season, what you've seen. So if John Mara, if the Tisch family, if everybody else involved is going to bring him back, and for me, it's a done deal. We'll find out Monday. We'll find out Tuesday. Maybe I'm wrong. Hell, I thought there was no chance. I thought they were never going to fire Joe Judge. I've been wrong before. But watching that game, hearing from Glazer, hearing from Schefter, all of them, both of them, told you they think he's safe, and then I watched him coach the game. There is no way that's a coach coaching for his job. So if we're assuming that Shane and Daboll are coming back, and I do believe it's a very fair assumption, what the hell is Brian Daboll going to be here for if not to develop a quarterback? I continue to scream it. I'll continue to say it. I don't know why else you would justify bringing him back. And if you do it, if you bring him back, it's to develop the young quarterback and you give him years. I keep hearing everybody, like a Pete, I know Evan said it, a bunch of people hit me up on Twitter. Oh, great. You get the young quarterback, you lose anyway because the schedule's tough at home next year. You're not going to be a good football team. And then you fire the coach year one into the... No. Believe it or not, they're here for a while. If they get the young quarterback, they are here to develop the young quarterback. This owner knows exactly what happens when you change coaches on a young quarterback. He blames himself for what happened to Daniel Jones. He told you when he hired them that they did everything to ruin him with the number of offensive coordinators and the number of head coaches. If you allow these guys to stay and you allow them to draft a quarterback, then they're here for the next 2 years for sure, possibly three. That's what you're buying into. That's what Joe Shane and Brian Daboll should be given. Either fire them tomorrow morning or you give them the next 2 or 3 years. Because I'm sorry, at the third draft pick, yes, this is a two-quarterback draft. Things change in the draft immensely from between now. So much happens between now and the draft in April. So much happens. And we will hear quarterbacks get brought up. We will hear quarterbacks fall. You know, already reports now. I saw them today. People were sending them to me. Top scouts in the NFL don't have Sanders Award anywhere near a first-round grade. Okay. You know how many quarterbacks I've seen get first-round grades that are awful and vice versa? If the New York Giants believe in a quarterback at number three, now, obviously, Tennessee gets the first pick. Cleveland gets the second pick. I would imagine Cleveland's going to look. I would think for sure Tennessee's taking a quarterback, and you probably can't even convince them to move up. That's the other, you know, the Patriot victory kind of hurt the Jets and the Giants possibly, because even if they are number three as opposed to number four, even though the Patriots winning move them up a pick, you could argue the Patriots being at number one, clearly not needing a quarterback, might have benefited the New York Giants because a move up to number one or a move up to a position to grab one of these two quarterbacks for sure seems less likely now with two teams in front of them who need quarterbacks. That was part of the, don't worry, there's still a pathway to get a young quarterback as long as the New England Patriots, who clearly have Drake May and don't need a young quarterback, as long as they're in one of the first two positions, they'll be looking to move back. Well, now they're not. And there are two teams in front of them who need quarterbacks. Cleveland's in a very weird situation with Watson and the contract, but I would still imagine when you're at the top of the draft, unless they're trying to get back some of the draft picks they used to trade them and they want some kind of crazy haul, which I don't know if you get moving back one pick. And I don't love the idea of trading all this draft equity to move up and take one of these two quarterbacks. I don't. But the New York Giants need a quarterback. I am so tired. I understand that you don't want to reach for a quarterback. They're at the top of the draft. You're not moving up from 20th to the, like, you have to take the young quarterback. I talked about it all last week. If they were going to fall back and win this game, then it became increasingly difficult. But at three, whether one of those two players fall back to them at three, whether another quarterback, whether it's Dart, who's the sexy name right now, whoever else is going to make their way up after, you know, the pro days and after the combine and after the meetings with the teams. You know, J.J. McCarthy at the end of, at this point last year, was not someone considered to be a first-round pick, let alone the sexy name that people thought might go in the top of the draft by the time the draft came around. The New York Giants need a quarterback, plain and simple. And like, and all the narratives around it don't make sense to me. Like the negatives about it, like, oh, well, you need a good team. Right? You need the roster's not good enough to support a young quarterback. What about the New York Giants is unable to support a young quarterback exactly? Because at this point last year, would you have told me that the Washington Commanders were a good enough roster to give a quarterback to and then go win 12 games and be playing on Saturday night in Wild Card weekend? Because I don't think you would have. The New York Giants have a stud wide receiver. They have a Pro Bowl left tackle. They have an all-pro defensive tackle. They've got a young draft class of last year with a bunch of defensive backs. They're a young team. And, you know, of course, they have cap money now to go out and spend free agency at the offensive line positions. Like, there is no reason. They have a head coach who clearly has done this before. Like, there is no reason a young quarterback can't come into the New York Giants and be successful. The Giants are not in some ridiculously bad place that they cannot support a young quarterback. Because they failed in the past doesn't mean they failed now. And I'm looking at, like, the Denver Broncos were able to do it. They have a solid defense, but I don't think anybody thought that roster was good enough to be a playoff team in the AFC West. The Texans were able to do it. The Washington Commanders were able to do it. You're saying the Texans and the Washington Commanders were in a better position to support a young quarterback than the New York Giants are now? Phooey! When you are drafting third in the draft, when you have failed for years, when you have had nothing but losing for a decade now, and the quarterback play has been some of the worst in the NFL, and the quarterback room this year was the worst in the NFL. At number three, in a two-quarterback draft, the New York Giants have to find a way to draft a quarterback. And especially if Shane and Dable are coming back, and everything we have seen indicates that they are. So, it is the end of a miserable season. We'll get into whether the Jets should bring back Aaron Rodgers. You know my opinion on that after his impressive day. Rami was just giving me a couple of stats to make it even more impressive. But, I mean, another, you know, a solid performance from Aaron Rodgers, a four-touchdown performance in what felt like the end of his tenure. There was definitely a feeling of goodbye. But we'll get to that as well at 888-808-1019. But the New York Giants are still in a position, as bad as it was this year, all of the losing, they have put themselves with the third pick in a position to try and get a quarterback. And I'm sorry, I don't know if it takes trades. I don't know if the New York Giants believe in any of these quarterbacks. They have to find a way to get them. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you until 5 o'clock. We'll come back, take your phone calls. We'll get into the what felt like the goodbye of Aaron Rodgers, at least with the New York Jets, as he will take a break. You know, not like he had any recently. It's not like he, you know, had a trip to Egypt or ayahuasca retreat last year. Now he needs the break to consider what's going on with the New York Jets. And as ugly as this season was, and it's finally over and we'll get ready for playoff football, we saw a blowout and a statement from the Lions last night, a couple other things around the league to get into all the way to 5 o'clock. But as we finally say goodbye to this hideous football season here in New York, we'll get into the coaching situation for the Jets and Vrabel and Patriots and everything that went down. But as we finally say goodbye, the New York Jets are hoping to change their team with a new GM and head coach. We'll find out about Aaron Rodgers, but the New York Giants are running it back with two failed men here as coach and GM over the last 2 years. And the only way to save it is to get a quarterback. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the fan. We'll come back with your calls next.